In 1919, he hit 29 home runs and was sold to the New York Yankees.
A three-run home run for Buffington. The Yankees now lead it by a score of 3-2.
Bill Lee is now going over to a couple of the Yankees, and there they go again.
Swung, hits it to deep left. That might send the Yankees to the World Series.
Varitek and A-Rod going at it. Roberts is going. Posada's throw. Roberts, safe.
And what can I say? Just dip my heart and call the Yankees my daddies.
Welcome to Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. And we got a little angle to it, too, for episode 136. We have a trade between the two teams, which happened, by the way, with Matt Sorois here, John Senecal, and myself, Brian Shackman. You mentioned the stat. How many trades since 1969?
Eight
trades.
Just eight.
Yeah, and none of them really mean anything.
No,
other than maybe Adam Ottavino is probably the biggest name in that trade, or Sparky Lyle, maybe. But
Sparky Lyle's one I definitely, that name pops up for me. And the only one that really was successful was a trade for money was obviously Babe Ruth. Former Sox have played for the Yankees, and it doesn't often work out. I think of like Johnny Damon as the least Yankee former Red Sox, like, ever.
Yeah.
Because just the way he dressed and acted and all the stuff.
A complete transformation.
Right. And Verdugo is like chains hanging out, beard. And then beyond that, if you're on Atlanta or Philly or any of these championship caliber teams, Verdugo's a fourth outfielder. He's not a starter on a championship team. So I'm just curious. I'll throw it out to you guys. Thoughts?
So the first thing, I thought of a lot of things, but the first thing I thought of was there's a lot of change to be made in Verdugo, right? He has to clean it up a little bit if he's going to play for the Yankees, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's got some gold or diamond teeth, too, or something. Not that he's going to take them out, but it just doesn't fit the mold, right?
It does not.
So automatically, I think as a Yankee fan, and Matt, you can talk to this too, I hope, I was scratching my head. I'm thinking to myself, what is going on with this trade? Because there's this whole pursuit of Juan Soto, right? So if you have Verdugo now, and you have Judge now, you're starting to think, like, well, where does Soto fit in here? And is Judge going to have to play center field now, and Verdugo's going to play right? Because Verdugo has only played center field, like, back in, 4 years ago was the last time he played center field?
But are you implying that they use Verdugo as another person to trade?
That would be my thought, that they are going to flip Verdugo to San Diego and use that to get Soto. And there was rumblings about Trent Grisham being involved, right, in this trade. And Trent Grisham obviously is a super underperformer for the San Diego Padres. He's been huge high ceiling, nothing. He hasn't done anything but defense, right? He's a 200 hitter, and the Yankees love 200 hitters. But at the same time, listen, they want to get rid of him. But it's strange because you scratch your head and you look at Trent Grisham. He's under control for two more years. Verdugo's under control for this year,
yeah,
just like Soto. So you're thinking, what's going on here? Trent Grisham is not making as much money as Verdugo coming up, but he's also arbitration eligible. Soto is arbitration eligible, and the Padres are struggling for cash. So you got to start to think that they're going to try to maybe package to get rid of Trent Grisham, and they'll get Verdugo back. I don't know. The whole thing is just weird to me. What do you think?
I absolutely agree with you. That's the first thing I thought about, and you texted us both the same thing last night. First thing I thought of was, I hope he doesn't shave his face yet, because
he's going to be flipped.
He could be flipped.
Yeah, I just don't see it fitting. I
don't either. He seems too gritty to be in the place of the Bronx, where it's just too prim and proper. You have to shave your face and cut your hair.
I mean, people adapt. It seems to sort of, like, in a Samson way, like even like Giambi, it seems to I feel like when you take away someone's individuality, it affects how they play. I don't know.
Yeah, and listen, coming from the Red Sox perspective, I'm thinking, too, I'm scratching my head. I'm like, this is like your one, like...
He's the only guy I liked.
He's like your one flair on your team, yeah, right? Like, everybody else is pretty much boring. Like,
correct.
Granted, maybe you got some younger guys that might mix in.
No,
but
you're right.
So why are you getting rid of him? Obviously, there's issues with him, right? They had issues with him. There was starting. They benched him over the season.
Showed up late.
Yeah. So then you're thinking to yourself, as a Yankee fan, you're like, wait a minute. Why do you want this now? Like, you think he's going to change just because he's going to shave his beard? He might be more militant. I don't know. It's just, the whole thing just weird to me. It's just strange.
Now, the pitchers, just really quick, any idea if any of them are any good?
The name's pretty damn good, I'll tell you that.
Dick Fitz.
I think he's, the number 14 prospect in the Yankees organization? But come on. I mean, listen, the Yankees are giving up a number 14 pitcher. It's not a big deal. Craig Weiser, you can say what you want about him. He's approaching 30. He's not a prospect. I mean, these guys are expendable. That's the other thing. The Yankees gave up nothing to get him. So I'm thinking, this is
a salary dump or some sort of dump for the
Sox.
Yeah,
don't unpack your bags, Alex.
Yeah.
I don't think.
The only upside of Nick Judas is that he's a left-hander. That's that's pretty much it for him. So it is confusing in a way. In a way, it kind of intrigues me even more. I said this morning on the Brian and Company radio show that I think they're after Juan Soto hard, and I think they're going to get him as of like today that we're recording him.
Yeah, and listen, like you look at Verdugo's stats. He posts, he plays, he doesn't get hurt.
He can be pretty clutch.
He's
too.
Pretty consistent. He can play defense. He hasn't been playing center. He hasn't played center field, like I said, since 2021, I believe. But listen, he is, even in New York, I don't see him as a major power threat. He's a 14, 15 home run guy in Boston, maybe 20 in New York. Maybe attack on 10 more RBIs. He's not going to hit over 100 RBIs in New York. So if the Yankees are looking for that left-handed bat that's going to make some noise, it's not Alex Verdugo. Hmm. So Alex Verdugo is there as a placeholder for maybe they don't get Juan Soto and they go after him in free agency next year. So, but that's a whole other thing. Like, do the Yankees really want to crap the bed and get rid of everybody for Juan Soto? Or do they want to stay the course and know they can sign him? Because Boris said he's not going to do a trade and sign. He's going to the market.
And when he's going to the market after next season?
After next season. And so, you think Boris is not going to hold his word?
I think he will, but I think the Yankees, they have the means. But I really, now that I'm thinking about it, if you don't give up anything of note on your major league roster and you have a depth player, which the Padres will need, that makes a lot of sense. It takes a little bit of pressure off of dealing somebody, you know, more than one or two.
And the Padres need pitching.
People.
Like, let's be honest. The Padres need pitching. They're going to lose Blake Snell. But Darvish is on the back end of his career.
You don't want to give them Michael King?
I mean, I don't think you're going to make that trade without a major league ready pitcher. I mean, you can say what you want about Drew Thorpe and being the minor league pitcher of the year. He ain't major league ready.
Is King a lefty?
King's a righty.
Okay. Righty, yeah.
So, I don't know. After what happened with Jordan Montgomery, I just feel like King's been very good. And you said, Matt, you think he's going to start, right?
I think he's going to be a starter this year. That's what they were grooming him for. I mean, towards his last like three, four games of the season last year, he pitched like 100 pitches.
Yeah.
So they're grooming him to be a starter, possibly like the number three guy, maybe behind Cortez. And
Real quick before we put a ribbon on this, are Verdugo and King enough to make that deal?
Oh, no. No, okay. No way. No. Well, but also, look, if you're going to make Michael King a starter – and you're supposedly going after Yamamoto, and you have Rondon, and you have these guys, you know, like Cortez coming back from injury. You don't need Michael King. He's expendable. Like, yes, you do need pitching depth, but in the paper trail, you don't need Michael King if you're going to get those guys. Now, there's no saying they're going to get Yamamoto, but all indications are they're hard on him, right, like a lot of other teams. But look at – back to Soto real quick. Look at what the Padres had to give up to get him. I mean, they gave up Mackenzie Gore, C.J. Abrams, sure. Robert Hassel III, James Woods. These guys are all A-list talent, and these guys are coming up, and they're going to benefit the Washington Nationals.
But the
you don't think they're not going to try to get something from the Yankees in that caliber?
Yeah. I get it, but I also think circumstances have changed, and they're a little desperate. But I agree that those two players probably won't get it done. But will they get the same trove they gave up? They're not going to get equal value that they got.
They're going to have to give up a major league talent. They're definitely going to have to.
Interesting. He's John Senecal, along with Matt Sroys. I'm Brian Shackman. This is episode 136 of Fanbase, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. The takeaway is Verdugo probably won't spend a whole lot of time in New York because he'll probably be part of a Juan Soto trade with San Diego. The other thing I wanted to touch on today would be Shohei Ohtani. I think a lot of people are finding it annoying. Like, a lot of the executives in Major League Baseball are like getting really upset about leaks. And it's funny because you can point to the leaks and this and that, and maybe he will or won't hold true to that if you leak that you won't be involved in the team you sign. But my thing is, I thought Buster only made a great point. Like, why is Ohtani being like this? It's not like his nuclear secret. It's like, what's a big freaking deal? Who cares? Who cares who he talks to? Who cares?
Or were they going to like put a bag over his head and sweep him into the stadium to have a meeting
or
something?
It's just stupid, self-important garbage.
At any time there's 500 people walking by Dodger Stadium, obviously they're going to see him walking in there, even if people are going to talk no matter what.
Especially this day and age. I mean, they were flight tracking Ross Atkins' airplane from Toronto, like from the winter meetings to Florida. Like, they had him on flight tracker. Like, they were... That's how into it everyone is. Right. And to go back what you're saying about Ohtani and that how his camp was like, oh, you know, we're going to hold it against you. There's four teams that can sign Ohtani pretty much when you think about it.
Chicago, L.A., New York.
Boston has the money.
Boston's not going to spend it.
But New York's not going to sign him either. So it's basically has come down to Chicago, Los Angeles, and Toronto. And maybe Atlanta, right? But so let's cut through the mystery right here, right? It's not like... It's not like we're talking about 30 teams here. Yeah. We know which one of these teams is going to.
I joked on my show, it's Kansas City's going to come out of nowhere and sign Shohei Ohtani.
I love Dave Roberts, though. He's like, yeah, we had a two and a half, three hour meeting with him. Yeah, it was great. It's like, all right, Dave Roberts don't care. It's like, he knows what he's got. You want to play for the right team, you're going to go to L.A. You're going to go to the Dodgers. I mean, come on, let's be honest, Shohei.
Yeah, I think it's a really good point. It's not like he screwed up. He's basically saying, we're the Dodgers. We don't have to kowtow to that bull crap. Like, well, you know, like, if you're going to say no to us because I told somebody that you talked to us, then go ahead. You know, I love that sort of calling his bluff. And I'm sure it's not Shohei's bluff. I'm sure it's his agent.
I'd love to hear your guys' take on him going to Toronto. Like, what's the justification there? Other than the fact that the Toronto Blue Jays ownership is insanely loaded. They got tons of money. And all the stuff about the state-of-the-art spring training facility and pitching rehab and all this money.
You can go first. I'll do mine after.
I don't understand it. To go to Toronto.
I mean, who can?
But somehow everyone goes to Toronto, it feels like. Going back to Rocket Ishmael and the Toronto Argonauts. Let's go to Toronto. No taxes.
It's so weird to me that he would go to Toronto. And obviously, as both Yankees and Red Sox fans here, you don't want him anywhere near the AL East at all unless he's on your team. So I don't understand why he would even entertain Toronto.
Well, I mean, there's the taxation issue. So they have to overpay by a significant margin to come in line. Now, California's tough too. And you're not going to do it solely based on taxes because he's not going to sign in Florida. But what I would say is that it's a big issue taxation-wise. Now, for the team, if they have the money, we've been talking about how many years in a row have we said – Toronto's got a great team. This should be the year. Yeah. Like three? Is it four?
Yeah, and they spent tons of money. They got more money than everybody.
And they haven't done it. So in my perspective, I actually think it's smart on an ownership standpoint to go after them because even though I love their team, they're not obviously not good enough to win it for some reason. With Bichette and Vlad Jr. and Spring, all those guys, regardless. So I actually applaud them for saying, you know what, let's kind of blow it up or whatever.
You made a good point, though. Like, if he goes there, you had made a point in previous podcasts about do you spend that much money and what kind of message does that send to the rest of the team? You throw $50 million at one guy. Now, remember, you got Vladimir Guerrero coming up soon. You got Bo Bichette coming up soon. These guys are just not nobodies, right? Bo Bichette has led the league in hits the last 3 out of 5 years. I mean, this guy would look great in pinstripes.
He would.
He would look great on any team, and he's a quality player, and he posts. So there's going to be a lot of questions there. Like, they have got a ton of money committed to these players.
I'm sort of fascinated about what the price is going to be because there's a chance that he never pitches again. I mean, there's a chance.
Yeah, there's a very good chance.
And so is Judge his comp? Like, who's his hitting comp?
Well, it's the extracurricular value. That's what it is. It's the global appearance. And if he goes to Toronto, he can be two global appearances. He could be the front man for Canada, too. I mean, that's Canada's team, right? Toronto Blue Jays?
L.A. makes the most sense because there's the Asian population in California is so big. But at the same time, like, the Dodgers don't need help filling seats. Like, you know, the team's exciting enough.
It just seems like it's an easy fix. You know, you don't have to go anywhere. You're comfortable with the area. And all you're doing is, I mean, you're basically going from the projects to Bel Air, right?
But, I mean, I can say with 98% certitude he's not coming to Boston. I'd be shocked if he went to Boston. I actually, I don't love the Yankees, but I think if the Yankees did do it, that'd be amazing.
It'd be crazy.
Imagine if they pulled off Soto, signed Ohtani, and kept Stanton.
What are they going to do with Ohtani? They're going to put him at first base?
I don't know. I don't care.
That damn Stanton contract, man.
I think Stanton's going to earn a lot.
Did you hear what they said about him? Oh, he's going to come back great, and he's going to be all this and that. It's like, dude, come on. Like,
you think he'll be on the DL by the IL by May? I don't know.
I mean, I just don't see that when you're built like a bodybuilder, how you continuously can just not post. And like, I feel like that's the issue. Like, dude, like, back off the weights a little bit. Do some stretching, you know?
Touch your toes.
Take your dog for a walk.
Back to the basics.
Something. Like we get it. You were on the body issue. Uh-huh. Like, you're built. Like, back it off a little bit. Play some baseball. Like, Mickey Mantle didn't look like that.
Do you think they could do Soto, Yamamoto, and Ohtani? Do you think Cashman would have that kind of brass?
Plus, you still got Bellinger still out there, too, and they were high on Cody Bellinger, too. So, I don't know. They have a lot of – I feel like the Yankees have a lot of plan Bs. And like even like a plan C in order right now.
Cashman, I don't I don't like him as a GM anymore, but I will tell you, like, he's not afraid.
No, and the one good thing about Bellinger, if you did go for him, you could gap him and put him in left, and if you don't get Soto, and then move him to first base next year.
Right, and right? But you can't move Stanton unless you eat a lot of salary, and that's not a good idea, so.
Send him to San Diego and pay half his salary. Send him back to the West Coast. San Diego might take him for 15 a year or 12 a year.
If you eat some salary, because they don't want to take on any salary. That's the whole point of them trading. So you're going to have to take on more than that maybe. But Stanton, King, and Verdugo, that's a lot of
depth. You'd have to like eat all of Stanton's if you're going to throw Verdugo in there.
Listen, they're not going to take – San Diego's not going to take Stanton.
Nobody wants Stanton, dude. Nobody wants him. The only way you're getting rid of him is releasing him. Honestly, put him on waivers, and you're still going to have to pay him, right? Yeah. So that's.
So who's your pick? I mean, we might get Shohei Ohtani in days. Just give quick before you go prediction.
He's going to L.A. Dodgers. That's my prediction.
For some reason, I still think that the Cubs are gonna come in and spend some cash. I don't know why, but I think it's going to be the Dodgers. But I wouldn't mind seeing him in Chicago.
I think it'd be fun. I think Chicago they got so testy about the leaks that makes me feel like they're close. And they didn't, you know, like, I think Jed Hoyer went bananas on, was it Bob Nightingale?
Oh, yeah. We're not out of this. He was freaking out.
Yeah. So I think that kind of freak out means he's hit a sensi bone. But I also think that LA's too. But those are the only, I think those are the two. And I'm going to go with Matt. I'm going to go with Chicago. I just really? Feel like, yeah, I just feel like.
If he stays with the Angels, I'll be so mad.
All right. Well, once his shoe drops, I think everything's going to roll. I mean, obviously, they're kind of waiting for him to set the market, regardless if he's going to pitch or just hit, right?
I know, but I feel like everything else is going to feel so secondary and boring. But you're right. You're 100% right.
But if you look at Yamamoto's pedigree, is pretty damn good. He's 25. Yeah. I mean, if they're the Yankees, I would be all in on him. You know, he is top flight.
I think Boston would be good for him because there's already somebody in the lineup from Japan. And I don't know. I think it that would be fun for Boston.
Do you think Ohtani gets half a billion?
I wouldn't want to pay him that. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't want to pay him that. But I feel like the way the market is with these couple teams, the only alternative is if you went, you know, high average annual for a shorter term and he doesn't get that money and he's rolling the dice on coming back as a pitcher. So in 3 years, he can get pitcher hitter money. But I don't know if his agents would let that happen. You know, what if we went 3 for $150, right? And then in 3 years and he's pitching again, then he can get 5 for...
Put some sweeteners in it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't count out the Dodgers getting Yamamoto and Shohei. I wouldn't. I mean, they got so much flex in the payroll and everything.
I just feel like the Dodgers are kind of losers now. We didn't even talk about Betts going to second base full-time either. We'll have to talk about that next week. He is John Senecal. I'm Brian Shackman. Special guest...
The guest.
The skinny, athletic.
With the skin.
Handsome. Matt Serois. We'll talk to you next time on Fanbase, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports.